Okay, first of all, my apologies, a little bit for the delay in uploading. We're up to Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Mem Ches, a little bit of a different schedule today because of the tinnitus. So there's a really interesting trajectory to this Mizmor, which actually really goes from the top down. Haluya, halu es Adonai min ha-shamayim, halu ba-murmim. So we start out with the Shevach of Hashem from the top. Halu chol malachav, halu kol tzvav. So what's in the skies? Malachim and the stars. Halu shemesh v'yareach, halu kol koch v'yor. There's the sun, there's the moon, there's the stars. Halu shemei ha-shamayim v'amayim asher me'al ha-shamayim. Right, the heavens of the heavens and the waters which are above the heavens, right? Vahira kiya besoch ha-mayim v'yimavdil bin mayim ha-mayim. Yahalu Hashem Hashem ki yutzivav nivro. So this is, you know, praise of God well above the human realm. And it has to do with the shemesh, the areach, the kochavim, etc. Vayamidem la'ad olam chok natan velo yavor. God set up these, right, celestial bodies that have a particular logic to them. They work in a particular way. Chok nasan velo yavor, right? He set up the, world to function in this fashion. Halu adonai min ha'aretz, taninim v'chol tamot. So now we move down, right, to the earthly realm, and we even move down below that to the subterranean realm, the Tehom. And there, God should be praised. And here we get a very interesting point, which sets up the rest of the Mizmor. Esh uvarad. So fire and hail. Sheleg v'kitor. Sheleg, of course, snow. Kitor, smoke. So these are the opposite things. And even though, of course, Esh and barad have opposite natures, they should also praise God. Ruach se'ara usad devaro. Right, all of these different elements, they're carrying out God's will for how the world should exist. Heharim v'chol givaot, eitz pri v'chol arazim. So mountains, impressive hilltops, and then of course eitz pri, life-sustaining forces. And we're now moving closer to the human realm. Once we talk about eitz pri, we're thinking back to Parshas Bereishis. We're thinking back to the fact that that was mikol eitz hagan achol tochel. Hachaya v'chol beima remes v'tzipur kanaf. Now we're in the animal realm. Malchei eretz v'chol lumim. Finally, amongst human beings, sarim v'chol shevtei aretz. And now we have, I think, the most important section and what I wanted to focus on. Bachurim v'gam betulot zekenim im narim. So we talked about eshu v'arad, shalak v'kitor. So opposites. We have the young, bachurim v'gam betulot zekenim. We have the old, im narim. Yahalu Hashem Hashem kinizgav shemolado. Hodo Eretz v'Shamayim, right? Of course, God's glory is in the Eretz, as we talked about, and in the Shamayim. That's where we started. Vayarem Keren Le'amo, exalted the Jewish people above it all. Tila l'chol chasidav, livnei Yisrael, am kirovo, hallelujah, to the nation of Israel, of course, his intimate people. So what we have here is an image of the Jewish people, all of the Jewish people, the young and the old, bachurim v'gam tulot, zekenim nim na'arim, yihalu Hashem Hashem. And this, of course, takes us back to our founding principle when, Paro asked Moshe, mi v'mi ha'olchim, who are the ones who are going to go? So Moshe said, b'ne'arenu v'iskenenu nelech, that we're going to go with everybody. And Paro was like, thought this was an absurd, lochein l'chuna ha'givarim yivdu es Hashem, what place do women have in your religious life? How could that be possible? And then in addition to that, how could there be any space for people, who are children? The Mitzrim didn't take children very seriously, in that regard. And so what's so important to think about in the context of this Mizmor is that the founding concept of the Jewish people is that everybody had a role to play. Bachurim migam tulot, zekenim mim na'arim. And one of the blessings now as we move from the pandemic is the ability to experience life at all of these levels together again. And again, God willing, it should be that way. We're still dealing with, every day we hear different things, Delta, Delta Plus, okay? So we have to be, very vigilant as we always are. But in the end of the day, as we're, taking this retrospective approach, right, one of the tragedies was that Bachurim v'gam betulot experienced the pandemic at a very different level than the zakenim, people who were through sustained periods of isolation, and then people with young children had a very different set of challenges. How are they going to manage the day-to-day without the structure of school? How are they going to be able to work? All of these things that we had to find our way to manage through zakenim im narim, bachurim v'gam betulot, right, that we can now be together again, which is the way that it should be, which is the way that it was always meant to be. And of course, this is the way that the Jewish people should always be organized together. Moshe said at the very beginning, for a brief period of time, that cohesion was interrupted, but it must continue.